With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Honor the work you do. There are many times in today's world that if you're not super famous or super rich, that people tend to look at you as someone unworthy. Perhaps you're not super rich or super famous. And let us face it, in today's world, certain jobs just don't even pay a living wage. This brings me to something I had read somewhere, that a job is what you make of it. And I said, sure. Then came these two encounters, one at an office supply store. My daughter and I had gone there to make a large amount of copies. And the clerk was so good about explaining all the options we had in order to make it work for us. I thank him for his kindness, and he seemed genuinely surprised. After all, he is probably like this all the time, just part of his job. But is it? A few days later, I went on a Saturday morning to my local supermarket, which I dread going there because the lines are now longer than ever since COVID. We stood in a line and waited, and a young woman that seemed too good for her job proceeded to tell us we should go to the next cashier, and it turned out that cashier was closed. We turned around and said to her, you sent us to a cashier that is closed. And then she just sent us to another cashier that had like another person waiting already there, violating the protocol for COVID, since we were really next to the person, and if not, we would have to wait where everybody was going by. And then another worker proceeded to come over and say to her, I guess they just don't want to wait. Nosy, I said. Nobody. Funny, she was somehow a few minutes earlier when she was telling the too good for this job, they just don't want to wait. The takeaway from this was that I always believed honor the work you do. Thinking that you are too good or too good looking or make some side comments to another worker is a disservice to everyone. There are many people who are good workers, need to work, and need a job. Work is just that. Work. For sure, there are jobs where there are situations no one should have to tolerate. But I'm not talking about those situations. I'm talking about everyday, probably underpaid jobs. The jobs we count on people to do. The postmen, the people who clean our streets, the sales clerks, babysitters, you name it. At some point, some of us have had jobs we hated, we're underpaid and possibly underappreciated. But you know that, you know what? You honor the work you do by respecting yourself and the people you service. Till next time, remember, life is for the living, live it, and stay well till next time.